The Uganda Revenue Authority has reminded the general public that the deadline for waive on interest and penalties is stipulated within the law and cannot be extended. The tax body is currently offering a waive on penalties and interest for taxpayers who are able to pay their principal tax amount provided the payment is made between June 2025 and June 2026. The Commissioner for Domestic Taxes, Dennis Kugonza, has clarified that the law supporting the waiver expires on 30th June.
If you miss out by 30th June, the law would have expired. So we shall have no law to apply to waive interest and penalties. That means that businesses, the taxpayers, will be obliged to pay all the tax, outstanding principal tax, including interest and penalty as per the law or as assessed. When there is no law, tax is a creature of the statute. If there is no statute supporting the waiver, there is no way URA can waive it.
The waive of interest and penalties for those outstanding tax liabilities up until 30th June. Kugonza says the justification for the waiver is to promote business to grow and thrive by enabling them to generate enough cash flow to invest in business. Kugonza also points out that all domestic taxes are covered under this waiver, including payee, VAT and local exercise duty. He, however, reveals that penalties for failure to comply with IFRS or digital stamp solutions are not covered.
When you are penalized for not using IFRS and penalized for not using digital stamp solution, how to cover for those who are in the tax of local excise duty and you don't stamp, you don't comply with the DTS and don't comply with IFRS, those ones are not part of the waiver. Also, customs taxes are not part of this waiver. It's only domestic taxes, as I had mentioned, those are the taxes that are covered under this waiver.